St. Louis area students returned to school today, first time since the grand jury decision in the shooting death of Michael Brown. The people going back include those at Maplewood Richmond Heights High. After the killing in Ferguson, this school launched a student group on race relations. Renee Montaigne spoke with the principal, Kevin Grauer, and senior Jasmine Bell.
This coming week would seem to be perhaps a tough one for teachers and principals in the entire St. Louis area. And Kevin Grauer, what are your plans for how your teachers are going to be talking about Ferguson?
Well, you mentioned it's a tough one. I think we have to change that mindset to look at it as an opportunity. What we plan to do is what we always do, is open the doors of communication and try to stay ahead of the topic, the issues, which are very complex and deep and sometimes messy. And so that's why we've kind of created groups like SCORE, Student Group on Race Relations, and kind of based on the concept of, you know, when was the last time you allowed somebody to change the way you think about something?
And Jasmine Bell, as a student, what is your experience with how Ferguson and all the events there has affected kids this year? I mean, is it being talked about at the lockers and at lunch? Is it causing any tension?
I think it's caused people to think a lot deeper about the things that they say and do to other people, you know. And something I've talked about before is where I've been sitting at a table with my friends, and I sit with all black girls, and we relate to each other, and I think that's why we sit together. But there was one girl who I knew was new, and she was walking around looking for a place to sit with her lunch tray, and I thought about inviting her to her table, but she was white, you know, and I mean, I wanted to invite her to our table because that's normal, you know, when you see somebody searching for a seat. But what I thought about first was really, like, would she be comfortable sitting here with all black girls, you know? And I just didn't think that that's something she would be comfortable with, so I didn't invite her. And it's a shame I had to think that way. But, I mean, it's really made me realize how big these feelings can be, even though they're so small and unseen.
Is that typical that at your high school there is a division racially?
Yeah, definitely. But I think what's really interesting is that it's completely subconscious. No one actually makes a conscious effort to not sit with people who don't look like them. It just sort of happens that way. And I think it's really interesting how no one questions those feelings until they come to a group like SCORE.
Do you have an example of that, especially in these last weeks?
Well, our last meeting was before the jury's decision. We did talk about it once, I think, and what we ended up discussing the most was whether or not the riots were justified. And there were definitely people on very opposite ends of the argument. But, like, looking back at it, we got through it so respectfully. We were very thoughtful with everything we were saying.
Let me just ask you, Kevin Grauer, you know, this group has not met since the grand jury decision. Do you expect everybody to come back to the group?
I do. In fact, I expect more. We will likely meet the first day after school in an impromptu meeting, and then we'll do our regular meeting time Thursday morning, 7 a.m. You know, and what Jasmine's referring to is creating that decorum within the meeting is really important to having people say what they need to say. And I always tell the kids, you know, how you relay your message has a lot to do with how it's accepted and whom you influence. You know, I had one student come to me and he said, "Mr. Grauer, I'd like to go to that SCORE meeting, but you guys can't handle me." And I said, "Well, what do you mean by that?" He said, "I'm too militant and you all don't want to hear what I have to say." I said, no, you're coming. And it's funny how he got his point across really well, but while he was there, he did it in the way that we all do it, which is respectfully. We disagree sometimes, but we move on, and afterwards it's the group becomes tighter and tighter because you know where people are coming from. And sometimes that's enough to get you to another level. When you know where someone's coming from, you can really take it to a higher level.
Thank you both for joining us.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you.
Student Jasmine Bell, Principal Kevin Grauer of Maplewood Richmond Heights High School.